Now let's start. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, starting in verse 19. It says, "Or do you not know that your body is the dwelling place of the set-apart Spirit, the Holy Spirit, who is in you, which you have from God, and you are not your own?" Verse 20. "For you were bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which is of God." So let's go back to verse 19. It says, "Do you not know?" He's asking a question. "Do you not know that your body, this living flesh that we're living in, this vessel that we're living in, is the dwelling place of the set apart Spirit, is where the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, lives in? And it's not your own, because this body has been bought with a price of what Christ done on the cross for us." So he says that anybody who desires to come after me must deny himself, pick up his cross, and follow me. So now your body no longer belongs to yourself. Where maybe in the past you were doing whatever you wanted to do with this body. You thought the way you wanted to think. You acted the way you wanted to act. But as you gave your life to Christ, you declared, you made a vow, you said to God that you will spend your life, this life, to serve him and to glorify Christ in this mortal body. He says that our living sacrifice is our bodies. So even the temptations of the flesh, the desire that you want, the thing that you want to do so bad, God is telling you to crucify them. He's telling you to put it aside and do what is according to his will. Do what is according to what is best for your life and what brings productiveness in your life, what brings life into your life, actually. What shows the glory of God, what shows the love of God, rather than to show the devil through your body, through your actions, through the way you're thinking. So this body is not your own. It belongs to God. And we want to give glory to God because of what he did for our life. So when you recognize what he did for you, when you understand that he saved you from sin and he saved you from going to hell, you want to do the very best, hey, to represent him. It's an amazing thing to represent God, your creator. So let us do that. Now, one thing that today I was at school, and a question that I gave to certain kids was, if you had one moment of your life that you would like to start over, what would be that moment? And for me, I was thinking about it. I wasn't too sure about it. I was in the office just thinking. Honestly, I was kind of tired. I wasn't too sure what to say. I probably would have said maybe, I don't know, certain things that happened in 2020 in terms of my football career. But no, it was about my virginity. At age 21, I gave my virginity away. I gave my virginity to someone that did not deserve it. Actually, it was someone that really just wanted pleasure. But for me, I was looking for love. I was looking to love and to be loved. And I went and met someone that just wanted the pleasure. You see, the scripture says that your body is not your own and is meant to glorify God. And there was one that wanted the pleasure and there's one that wanted to feel loved. So because I wanted to feel loved, because I felt lonely, I compromised. I was willing to give my own body just to get the love that was not even in there. So as a consequence, I lost my virginity, because the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy, right? He comes and deceive. He makes you think that, well, if you're lonely, then you can, you know, go and meet someone, you know, have feelings for them, and maybe that is going to give you the love that you need. But no, the love that you can find is you're going to find is through Christ. He's the one who fulfills all things. When we come to him, he gives us everything that we need. Not even a human being can fulfill it. Not even money can fulfill that. Not even your parents, not even their job. Nothing but the love of God, which is through Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen to that. And the thing is, if you decide, okay, because we all have free will. If you decide to go against what God tells you, hey, keep your body pure. Keep it for your spouse. Don't go and fornicate. Don't go and use this body because you feel lonely. You want to be with someone so bad that you compromise your standards. Because what happens is what he says in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, starting at verse 16. It says, "Do you not know that you are a dwelling place of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you?" Verse 17, including yourself, defiles the dwelling place of God, Elohim shall destroy him. See that? So God will put you down. God will humble you. Sorry for the loud noise. For the dwelling place of God is the set apart. It's in, yeah, sorry. For the dwelling place of God is holy. It's separate, which you are. So you're supposed to be separate. You're not supposed to use your body to do something evil with it. But if you do decide to do that, God says he will destroy your body. He will discipline you and show you why you shouldn't be doing that. It's like a father tells you, don't go outside at night because you can be in danger. And because you don't listen, then you get disciplined. Something wrong happens. And then God, your father, punishes you. And he makes you realize is the punishment, that the discipline is for your own good. Unfortunately, bad things happen when we don't listen to God. You know, in Deuteronomy chapter 28, it says that when we don't listen to the voice of God and obey him, there's a lot of curses that comes with it. And some of them are diseases. The very cause of diseases, STDs, all these sexual transmitted diseases that are happening in the world, that are happening on people's body, is because of curses. It's because of our disobedience. So are you willing to go that far just to get pleasure, just to find love because you're lonely? Are you willing to defy your body just to get what you want? Or would you rather preserve yourself and get what's best for you? That's why God blesses marriage. Because when God blesses the marriage, when you seek God after it, then you won't have these STDs. You won't have these issues in relationships. You won't have these dependencies, because everything that God gives is good. Everything that's from above is first pure, peaceable, without hypocrisy, without evil. It's beneficial for your life, but you have to pray to God and ask him before you do any decision. You have to look at the scriptures, what the Bible says about your own body and what to do with your body. Now, we're not neglecting that sex is an amazing thing. It's a beautiful thing. It's nice. It's good. Who wouldn't want to have sex? But God says that sex is in context of marriage between a man and a woman, not man, not women, women, but a man and a woman in Christ who vows themselves to be together until the end, not for pleasure, but because they're glorifying God. They have that responsibility to take care of each other. They know that there's going to be ups and downs at times, and they're going to stay committed together. And in their mind, they're not thinking of divorce. But there's going to be times where you want the divorce. There's times that you want to quit. Because when you're at school, when you're playing football, when you're at work, there's times that you don't want to be there, but you still commit. So why when we go to work and we have our employer giving us a job to do, a responsibility to make, and then we commit so much because of money, but why don't you want to commit with someone that you actually love? Something that is... tangible, but something that you can't even buy. The Bible says it's best to have two is better than one. So when you're going down and you have someone that's been right by your side supporting you, money can't buy that. So think about it. Your body belongs to God. So you have to ask yourself, should I be doing this? Would God approve of this? If not, then don't do it, even if it's hard, even if you're tempted. But the Bible says there's no temptation that's common to man, that's uncommon to man. God puts you into trial, and he knows that you'll be able to overcome. He does not put you in a situation that you can't overcome. It's that we decide not to trust him. God is almighty, who's our creator, who knows our ins and outs. Can you trust him and know what he known and know and believe, that he has best for you? So whoever desires to be in a relationship, whoever wants to get married one day, whoever is afraid, you need to trust God. And when I say trust God, you need to have your priorities straight and understand, why do you want to be in this relationship? What is your actual motive? If your motive is because you're lonely, don't get married. Be single and hold on to the end. But if you understand that marriage, if you understand that being in a relationship is that being responsible and accountable for somebody else, because the other person is a human being, then now you're understanding. Now you're getting closer to getting married, getting closer to having a favorable wife or husband. But if you go out of your own way to find someone without God's consent, then you're going to get a gift from the devil. Because the devil's waiting patiently to give you exactly what you want. And it will only destroy you, and it will make you not even trust God ever again. So watch for your heart. Guard your heart for above all else. Okay? So God bless y'all. I hope this blessed y'all. And I just went, you know, all in, just freestyle. I didn't write anything down, but I think the Holy Spirit wanted to say something to someone who wants to listen to this message. Hold on to your virginity. Hold on to your purity, because there's someone for you that is going to enjoy and is going to appreciate who you really are. Not just the sex, but you as a person. So wait for that person. Trust in God, but pray about it. You know, and try to look at what's your priorities when you want to go into a relationship. What are you really seeking for? Because God tells us that, you know, sometimes we pray and we pray in vain. We pray because for our selfish motives. But he tells us, you know, if you want wisdom, ask for it. But you need to ask for it with not a double-minded, not to be double-minded, but to be sure about yourself of what you actually want. Because when God says yes and amen is yes and amen. If you say yes, I want a relationship, but you need to understand that the relationship that you're asking for is God's type of relationship. But if you're expecting your type of relationship, then God's not going to send it to you. The devil will. And you might lead yourself astray because of that. So stay strong, stay firm. Christ died, Christ lived, and he shall come again in Jesus' name. Amen.